Veterans Administration Secretary David Shulkin gave a State of the VA speech last week, and the prognosis for the department remains grim. 1 in 10 time-sensitive appointments are not being booked within recommended timeframes. Computer and inventory systems are woefully out of date. $2.6 billion in major construction is needed on hospitals and clinics, and that's just the beginning. So what was said, and was there any good news at all? For more on that, I spoke with Charles S. Clark. He's a senior correspondent for the publication Government Executive, and he covered Secretary Shulkin's speech. And he started by giving us an outline of the main takeaways he heard.
Well, Secretary Shulkin took the 100th day anniversary to thank President Trump and Vice President Pence for their support in his efforts to reform the VA, which he had served for a year earlier under the Obama administration. And he talked about more flexibility in firing bad apple employees, and he talked about needing help from Congress in updating the Veterans Choice Law that allows veterans to, if they can't get in the local VA community medical center, they can go to a private doctor. He talked about the need to modernize the software at the VA, and just today he made a pretty dramatic announcement that he's going to adopt commercial software used by the Pentagon, so that skips a few steps in electronic health records to synchronize between the VA and the Defense Department. He also talked about curbing waste in the programs, improper payments, and he set up a new initiative to centralize management of that effort last Friday. And then finally, Dr. Shulkin, who is an MD, said that his own top priority would be to reduce the threat of suicide by veterans, which nationwide amounts to about 20 per day, which I think everybody agrees is heartbreaking.
Right. And Secretary Shulkin doesn't usually do these types of speeches. Why now? What do you think his strategy is here?
Well, he's definitely on board for the Trump team. I think the White House is strategically satisfying its campaign promises. They say that out loud in many of the budget hearings. And so he talked a lot about the need to help veterans back during the campaign. And you remember he even skipped one of the presidential debates to go be with veterans. Mm-hmm. So they definitely want to create the atmosphere that there's some movement because some of their legislation is stalled. But on the other hand, there's a bipartisan agreement that the Veterans Administration needs a lot of work still. And they've been working on it for 5 or 6 years now, and that continues.
Right. And he, in this speech, gave sort of a 13-point VA fact sheet. And some of those were, you know, pretty tough, like identified 14 medical centers with one-star ratings, meaning they're below the community standard of care. We currently have over 90,000 disability claims that are taking more than 125 days to process. And our buildings and facilities are increasingly falling into disrepair. Those are just a few of those. So was there any good news in this at all?
Well, the idea that the VA needs to have more power for supervisors to fire bad employees could be construed as good news, assuming that the process were still done fairly. And, you know, there's a lot of talk in Washington about civil service reform, and the VA is a little bit of the avant-garde of this. If they can make something work at the VA to reduce the number of days that people who are accused of malfeasance or misbehavior can appeal the process and simplify the process for determining whether they are being treated fairly or not and being asked to leave, that might set an example for the rest of the government. So there's a lot of people in other agencies who are keeping their eye on that.
So listening to what he said, it sounds like antiquated seems to be the word of the day from this speech. What do you think the VA needs to do, or what did he outline that the VA needs to do in order to update aging buildings, IT infrastructure, backlog issues, et cetera?
Well, it's a combination of needing to have more central control. I mean, there's three major administrations in the VA, you know, dealing with benefits and medical care and the cemeteries. And there's a lot of bureaucracy. I've read a lot of Inspector General reports about how the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. So there's definitely some management reforms, but they probably need a little more money. And they probably need to just modernize. I mean, there's a lot of inertia there because there's so many traditions at the VA. And the VA has also had a lot of trouble with cost overruns in Phoenix with new construction. So yeah. That's another example of struggling to get a handle on the money that's going out the door without enough management supervision.
Okay, so are elected officials on board to support him if he does ask for money? Like you said, they probably just need more money to address some of these issues.
Well, the VA is one of about four agencies that are targeted for budget hikes. So there'll be some more money there. But remember, the Trump proposed budget is only a draft that Congress is going to have a major say in this. And they're under a lot of pressure because they have to do tax reform and they want to do repealing the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. And they want to worry about the national debt of $20 trillion. And so I don't think the VA is going to get a giant increase.
Charles Clark is a senior correspondent with Government Executive. Charles, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Lori.
And you're listening to the show.